fa 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 fa.
Grace, you're on the internet.
We're on.
We're in.
Live.
We're up and down. We're inside and out. We're a ba ba ba. We're a ba ba boo boo. Can you pass that piano there, Rosie? That's enough internet for you, young lady.
She's gonna shake it, her moment.
Alright. Use the little shakes?
Alright. Yeah.
Yes, sir, Hishler.
What do you reckon? It's my podcast.
All right. So, this is an urgent message from an 11-month-old.
Arcturian starseed.
What starseed?
Arcturian.
Arcturian starseed. For those.
Palladian. She's a little more.
Palladian. Yeah, she looks a little Palladian. A Nord, maybe. No.
Yeah. One of the great whites.
Oh yeah, Western Australian.
I'm not talking about drugs. Prison gang. I'm talking about an extraterrestrial group.
Well, it's not called prison. White prison gang's great, Mark. No, nothing. So welcome everyone. We're going to talk about 99 problems, but there's only one. What do you think that means, Mark?
I suppose it means there are a huge amount of. I mean, you did talk to me about it already, but there are infinite number of problems, potentially 99 just being symbolic of infinity, but there's only one being, which is us, God, consciousness, the universe. So you am I and I am you. It's kind of like the mind of God just happens to be what reality is, and we're all just God divided into different beings like candles from one flame, experiencing ourselves for the joy of it all. Something like that. Is that what you meant? Or?
It seems, yeah, more or less.
Yeah, right.
Rosie?
What was the question? 99.
That's a great question.
99.
99 problems. The one, on one level, that's the like 99 problems, but my original thought was, no, there's not 99 problems, symbolic of like infinite problems, but there's only one real problem, which is resisting or imagining there is a problem. That's the only problem is believing in problems.
Attachment, yeah.
So attachment, resisting what happens in the now, instead of doing what Epictetus tells you and just, okay, is it in your power to change? Okay, have fun, change it however you want, enjoy. Or is it not in your power? Okay, so accept it, align with life, and don't resist it. Mm-hmm. And so, actually, the belief that there is anything other than just that, the belief that there is a problem, something's wrong, even when there's terrible things like happening in Gaza or something, that's understandable. People are going to feel and not believe, and going to believe there's problems. And on one level, there is. It's not ideal. You know, it would be much better if that wasn't happening, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about, like, super dank, you know, esoteric philosophy, then actually it's not a problem, it's just the way it is, and everyone will be able to bring that situation to its best possible form if they don't believe in problems and if they just perceive it as like, okay, control what I can. That said, so the only problem is believing in problems.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And my opinion on that is there's no problems, there's just challenges. And this experience of life is like a dual experience, so there's always going to be both ends, you know? Like, there's happiness and sadness, joy and sorrow. There's always yin and yang. So everything that appears as a problem is can be looked at as a challenge, as an opportunity. Actually, I would say an opportunity is even a better word for it, because every problem is an opportunity to grow, and that's beautiful. So if we can figure out the problem / the opportunity, the challenge, we can grow as a soul and move on, and that's really the beauty in problems. But the way to deal with it is just finding a solution, and first of all figuring out if you can even do anything about it, because I can't do something about the kids in Gaza or whatever is going on there right now. It's out of my hand. If I now spend all my time thinking about that problem, it's like I'm just putting out negativity. I'm making the world a worse place by doing that, because nobody's benefiting here. Nobody's benefiting by me feeling bad about those kids because I can't do anything about it.
So seeing the positive, like, from taking this, like, calling a challenge, is you're seeing, approaching it positively, trying to improve things, address the problem, but you're coming from a place of like, yeah, there's an opportunity, a positive thing.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Good energy.
Things happen for you.
Right.
Looking at it from...
don't happen to you.
They happen to you. They happen for you. Yes. It's like an opportunity. It's a present.
Something... It's a present. It's a present moment.
A present is a present.
Something you remind me of there is like Helio Gracie, I think, the guy who, you know, started like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Uh-huh. There's some cool quote where he's like, there is no losing in Jiu-Jitsu. You win or you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like life. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd also add, the truth
feels good.
And absolutely. If you don't feel good, you're probably not seeing the whole truth, you know? Just part of it.
Yeah. And so there's 99 problems, but there's only one, which is believing in problems instead of just seeing it as like, hey, it's a challenge to grow, and, you know, everything's good. Feeling good and just keeping this simple, I uplift everyone, and we actually bring in more of a solution. But then also, even, plot twist, even, like, oh, problems is a problem. Even that's not a problem. Give me some sassy surprise. Nice. So, you know, ultimately, even the belief like, oh, you know, I'm not wise, or I'm not enlightened, or I'm not, like, seeing things clearly, or, you know, I'm believing in problems, I'm taking things too seriously. Even that's not a problem, actually, you know. And so, which brings us full circle back to what Mark said, which is, there's just the one. There's just life, and it is what it is. And whenever you think there's a problem, you're basically arguing with the universe and saying, the universe shouldn't be what it is. We want something else. It's like, well, that's all there is, pal, so...
Can I just chime in? I think there's also this aspect of like being a victim. When you look at things from the perspective of seeing everything as a problem, or every challenge as a problem, it there's a level to it where most people see themselves as a victim of those things. And when people are a victim, they can't do anything about it, and that's a problem, we can say
it's harmful.
Like, because
a limitation.
As soon as you...
An opportunity.
Yeah.
Every limitation is an opportunity. Every opportunity is a limitation, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, as soon as people look at themselves as victims of something, they're giving a little bit up. They're giving up their power to change things. So... looking at it from a perspective of opportunity or challenge, and maybe even finding excitement in that's actually empowering, versus looking at it from a it happens to me and I'm a victim sort of perspective, that's very disempowering.
Yeah, understanding that you have complete power over this situation. of course there's things that are out of your power, but that's irrelevant, right? Like that's just the universe, you know. Come on, don't be an egomaniac. You can't control what is already here, you know. And so,
yeah,
considering those things over which you should be focusing, you have complete power, and it's very tempting to not have to fall into a victim identity on some level. Like I used to have it with my eyes, you know, being like, oh, my vision, poor me, you know. And I didn't think I had it, but subconsciously I did. I didn't realize, you know.
Right.
And that pain can be kind of like pleasurable in some way, you know. And then realizing, don't fall into that. And ultimately it comes back to you need that self-honesty and self-questioning to be able to be like, what is the truth? Is it possible that I am being a victim? So you, dear sir, dear madam, is there any part of your life where you are entertaining victim perspective? Is it possible? No one's going to judge you. I mean, we think you're cool. We think the viewer's cool.
More or less. Yeah.
Indian mom?
Absolutely. I would agree. Om Namah Potato Pancake. there's a lyric I wanted to throw out there, which is something about the romance of losing grew under my skin. But where did that one? I mean, think about like the idea of problems. Okay, it's like you're there, but then it's like enough people make it their business to put you in a box. So don't be the next one more person putting yourself in a box, you know? Do yourself a favor and zoom out a little. And just realize we're all on like, at the bare minimum, we're on a rock in the middle of space, spinning around amongst all these stars. So if you apply that context, your problems or this and that, maybe your preferences, you want it this way or that way, maybe the only problem, quote unquote, is that you have these preferences and needs, likes or dislikes. Be like, hey, we're in a rock in the middle of space. I happen to exist. I mean, I can't possibly question the fact of my own existence unless you study philosophy at college, you know. So it's sort of like, hey, that's a cosmic freebie. I'm alive. Maybe I'm part
free
of God,
estate,
and
yeah.
Maybe God. It's free real estate, Jim. Maybe I'm part of God, and God is everything, and the Vatican is just a political institution, and God actually has something to do with more like quantum physics and love and the nature of being instead of something instead of nothing. But at the very least, even if you're a materialist, kind of had that attitude, we're in a rock in the middle of space. It's all great. Like, what's really that much of a problem? Well, people suffer. Well, surely better to have something than nothing, you know?
Can I add something to the suffering thing?
Please.
Most of the suffering is up here. It's like it doesn't matter almost what happens, because the main thing that matters is what's going on in your perspective, because your reality is created from within, from the inside out, from the internal to the external. So everything that we experience in the outside is a reflection of what's going on within. So that's really the only problem that can actually exist, is your perspective and the way you look at things. Because the more we zoom out, the smaller each quote-unquote problem gets anyways. And like, the fact of the matter is, you're here and you're experiencing this, and that's already a miracle. So
that's a great.
Really.
Indeed.
Like
for sure.
Exactly. Yep. I'd say, Johanna, do you believe in problems?
No.
You heard it straight from the source. So enjoy. Grace, anything to say? Baba, Arwala, Arwala to Lors, Aro, Rudegan, Saran Shah, Arwala to Ra, Kadina Dina.
Yes?
Yeah?
Lanarai.
Baba Baba?
You say, can you say, Slan? 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 Bamba. What about Bamba. Papa? Papa? Papa?
Papa.
Anoa. Into. Very good. All right. Peace and love, everybody.
See you later.
Bon voyage.